Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. Intelligent Medicine means the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, whatever gets you well and optimizes your lifespan and health span. 877-726-8255, our number. And you can start dialing. We'll be taking your phone calls momentarily. We got lots to talk about this hour. We're going to look at a study that offers a promising way to avoid the necessity to take those annual boosters that they're now proposing that may help to stem the COVID. 877-726-8255. Also, should kids be drinking low-fat milk? Many medical organizations and public health authorities continue to advocate the use of low-fat or skim milk by kids. Is it warranted? We'll look at the latest study. Okay, let's talk about fish oil. Fish oil has come under fire lately because, well, you know, some of the studies have stacked the deck against fish oil by using just one small pill a day, and the results are kind of equivocal. But other studies, literally hundreds of them, underscore the benefits of taking fish oil orally. But one of the reasons that fish oil may fall short in some cases is that it's simply not absorbed that well. And especially for very, very serious problems, like dealing with serious inflammatory diseases or, in the case of this study, dealing with acute strokes. Well, fish oil by mouth is not a plausible alternative. You know, people experiencing a stroke, you can't say, here, take, you know, 8 or 10 fish oil pills, and we'll see if it kicks in for you to prevent the damage due to a stroke. So researchers at Columbia University came up with a novel way of administering fish oil. They developed a fish oil emulsion consisting of DHA, docosahexaenoic acid. Fish oil generally consists of two main components, EPA and DHA. And in this case, they used DHA in a emulsion, which can be administered intravenously. So what they have found, and this is an article from the Wall Street Journal, is that an emulsion of omega-3s, micro droplets of oil dispersed in a watery liquid, when injected directly in the bloodstream, can help to repair cells damaged when they're cut off from oxygen, such as in a stroke or in newborns during a complicated labor, the so-called blue babies who, you know, may be at higher risk for cerebral palsy because of their oxygen deprivation, or perhaps drowning victims, or people who've been electrocuted, or people with who've had cardiac arrests, and if they don't breathe for a long period of time, their brains will be damaged. Well, there's a possibility that omega-3 fatty acids in this form may be employed medically to rescue the brain and perhaps find alternative uses when administered in this fashion. But that's a good segue to this announcement, because as a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you've heard me talk about fish oil quite a lot, and you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. Well, let me tell you about my preferred fish oil brand. It's Vital Nutrients. They offer a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including soft gels, liquid, and enteric-coated options in a variety of potencies. Vital Nutrients even offers a high-performance and nutrient-dense vegan omega supplement option. So you're definitely going to find a suitable form of omega-3 for your personal use. Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions are held to the most rigorous quality standards in the industry, ensuring maximum freshness, purity, and potency. I use Vital Nutrients myself, and I recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, call 888-328-9992. That's 888-328-9992. Or you can go to vitalnutrients.co. It's not .com. It's vitalnutrients.co. Vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra pure omega-3 solutions. Okay, so these days, it turns out that 44% of hospitalized patients with COVID have been vaccinated and possibly boosted. So this is not to say that the shots are worthless, because they do reduce the chance of hospitalization, according to research, and they do reduce the chance of death. Let's make that clear. But still, we're getting the point, like kind of a tipping point, where in many cases, half or more than half of people who are now hospitalized and even dying from COVID have been vaccinated. So the vaccine is leaky. It allows people to get COVID. It allows people to get sick. It is not a perfect solution. And at the same time, we're now urging people to take boosters of dubious benefit because they haven't really been tested on people. Yeah, they're based on the principle that the previous boosters did something and the new boosters are sort of grandfathered into the system based on scant animal research. But there's got to be some real vaccine fatigue. There's not a lot of uptake of the vaccine for little kiddos, kids under the age of five. And there's kind of a vaccine fatigue setting in, even though they're now exhorting us to take the COVID booster, the new Omicron specific booster, as part of an annual flu shot regimen. They're saying, well, you know, stick out your arm for the flu shot. And then, oh, by the way, we'll give you your COVID shot because you're a captive audience. You're sitting there already getting needles stuck in you. So what's the solution? Well, scientists in Israel, by the way, Israel, a country that definitely punches above its weight in terms of scientific advances, they've come up with a possible alternative. They have discovered COVID-19 antibodies that can make boosters unnecessary. I'm reading here from University Hospital News that is quoted in the Jerusalem Post. In a major breakthrough in the battle with the COVID-19 pandemic, Tel Aviv University researchers have isolated two antibodies that neutralize all known strains of COVID-19, including Omicron, with up to 95% efficiency and will strengthen the immune systems of people at risk. All right, this is early preliminary research, but these are like the monoclonal antibodies which were used early on in COVID. Now the Omicron variants have evaded the protection afforded by monoclonal antibodies. So monoclonal antibodies, less effective these days, but the Tel Aviv researchers think they've nailed it. They found two specific antibodies would confer a lot of protection. Now, this is not to say that everybody should be taking these antibodies to protect them from a potential surge this fall or winter. This is designed specifically to be administered to those who are highly vulnerable, perhaps as a protective treatment, or perhaps even as a treatment when they are testing positive in the early phases of COVID. So the collaboration is also with the University of California at San Diego. So what they're saying here is that in the current study, we proved that two other antibodies named Tau-1109 and Tau-2310 that bind the viral spike protein are effective in neutralizing the Delta and Omicron variants. So this is good news should it pan out. And obviously, the research needs to be replicated. And if it's a plausible treatment. It should be sped into implementation because a lot of folks aren't going to be taking the booster. And even if they did, the efficacy of the booster is not 100%. So we need alternative treatments to stem the tide of COVID, particularly in those who are vulnerable, high-risk individuals whose immune systems are impaired, the elderly, the frail, people with comorbidities. They would be candidates for this type of treatment. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Do your current probiotics offer diversity? The primary goal of your probiotics is to help create and maintain a healthy gut microbiome. We often think more is better, but taking high doses of 50 or 100 billion probiotics can work against you. The most important factor is diversity, not quantity. Look for a formula that has multiple strains of probiotic flora expertly fermented to contain postbiotic metabolites, which have been shown to help digestive and immune health, our gut-brain function, and more. The worldwide leader in fermented postbiotic health? Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the number one probiotics in the world for direct delivery of postbiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics uses a multi-year fermentation with 12 proven probiotic strains producing over 500 postbiotic metabolites, certified vegetarian and free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. So say no to quantity and yes to diversity. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Our number 877-726-8255. Jot that number down because if a question should occur to you during the week, you can call and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I would like your opinion of taking low-dose naltrexone for pain. Is it safe? Can it be taken long-term?
Yes. Okay. So what is low-dose naltrexone? All right. Well, when somebody passes out from fentanyl overdose or an opium or heroin overdose, a lot of emergency responders are now equipped with naloxone, which is a potent medication that revives you. It blocks opiate receptors and you wake up and it can prevent death. Low-dose naltrexone sounds scary because it's the same medication, but a very low dose. And when taken orally, usually at bedtime is when I prescribe it, it is helpful at reducing certain types of pain, particularly the pain of fibromyalgia, but also may be helpful for certain types of autoimmune pain, the pain of rheumatoid arthritis, for example. And it's helpful in many autoimmune conditions. It potentially is helpful in chronic fatigue syndrome. We use it also in long COVID because it's an immune modulator. And yes, it is safe to take. The only contraindication is if you're taking real strong pain medication, say you're taking, oxycodone or something like that, it's going to block the pain relieving effects of that. So it'll work against, strong conventional pain relievers. It won't work against Tylenol or Advil, or common over the counter pain relievers, but prescription pain relievers, not really compatible with it. And the biggest knock on it is that it sometimes can cause sleep disturbances, especially at first. It can cause vivid dreams. It can cause some people to have sleep problems. But some people actually report the opposite. It helps to relax them and improves their sleep. So actually, I have in front of me a study, 2012, headline confirmation, low-dose naltrexone eases fibromyalgia pain. The results of a study performed that was reported on at the American Academy of Pain Medicine. And then in 2018, they did an even more extensive study and demonstrated its effectiveness in fibromyalgia. So it's something that I use for that condition, and it can definitely be helpful, and it is safe to take long term. You can take it for months and years, and it won't have any detrimental effect. 877-726-8255, our number. And I want to share with you that one of my favorite treatments for chronic fatigue and fibromyalgia is NT-factor lipids. But there's another benefit to be had from NT-factor lipids. They'll also improve the absorption of a wide range of nutrients. This is just discovered. Especially those hard-to-absorb nutrients like coenzyme Q10 or curcumin, in a recent study by more than 200%. So if you're like me, you're very particular about the supplements you take, but many of them may be difficult for your body to absorb. Well, there's now another great reason to add NT-factor to your daily regimen. And for a limited time, you can buy one container of NT-factor lipids powder. That's the way I like to take it. I dissolve it in a drink or in a smoothie. Their delicious patented energy wafers for free. That's up to a $59.99 value. Get the energy boosting and nutrient absorption benefits of NT-factor by mixing the lipids powder in your morning smoothie or on the go with the convenience of pleasant, chewable, berry-flavored patented energy wafers. Get them both. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com or call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158. Buy NT-factor lipids powder. And for a limited time, you can get patented energy wafers free. Stock up now. All right. This is an interesting item because we look at risk factors for serious outcomes with COVID, hospitalization, and death. And among them, you know, hypertension, diabetes, obesity, frailty. This study looks at low testosterone as being linked to hospitalization for COVID. And the suggestion is that future studies should look into testosterone therapy as a prevention strategy. Testosterone makes you stronger. Among men, average age of 55, those who had low testosterone, low T, had a higher risk of hospitalization for COVID-19 versus men with normal testosterone. So testosterone therapy may have additional benefits for immunity and resistance to COVID. 877-726-8255, our number, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You picture when you think of aging well? Daily energy and vitality, a healthy sex life, maintaining your ability to heal and regenerate? Berkeley Life is dedicated to making these visions a reality. Their supplement supports nitric oxide levels, a foundational molecule supporting a healthy cardiovascular and circulatory system. It's never too early to start aging well. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. If chocolate is your weakness, the real chocolate decadence of Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate can be your strength. Extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain function, heart health, and full body performance. But you'd have to eat 5 or more ordinary bars a day to get those benefits. Flava Naturals chocolate, cocoa powder, and beverages deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of a typical dark chocolate bar. I use it every day. For more information and to order, just go to FlavaNaturals.com. That's FlavaNaturals.com. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health, as well as your inflammatory balance. My preferred fish oil brand is Vital Nutrients, offering a line of 11 ultra-pure omega-3 solutions, including a nutrient-dense vegan option. I use Vital Nutrients myself and recommend it to my patients. For more information and to order, go to vitalnutrients.co. That's vitalnutrients.co for the Vital Nutrients line of ultra-pure omega-3 solutions. Are you concerned about high blood pressure? Meet Berkeley Life, a supplement that may help maintain better blood flow and a healthier heart. Berkeley Life is scientifically developed to boost nitric oxide, a signaling molecule that helps maintain a healthy cardiovascular system. If you're worried about blood pressure, try Berkeley Life. Head to agewellbl.com/Hoffman and use offer code Hoffman at checkout for 10% off your first order and free shipping. That's agewellbl.com/Hoffman for Berkeley Life nitric oxide support supplements. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you this weekend, and let's take a look at the proposition that kids should be drinking low-fat or no-fat milk. Doesn't taste very good, but many health authorities and medical groups are recommending that in order to avoid harmful saturated fat and all the calories that that entails, that young kids be fed lower-fat dairy products, in particular low-fat milk. So there's a big article here, and hopefully it will be influential in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. What they say here is that dairy products provide a rich source of nutrients for growth and bone health during childhood. And, you know, unless you're allergic, you know, actually milk's pretty good food for kids. It's certainly preferable to other beverages like soda or sugar-sweetened juice. And the statistics show that kids are drinking less and less milk. It's affecting the dairy industry. The 2020 to 2025 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, which is bunk, as well as guidelines in numerous other countries and from multiple professional organizations, recommend transitioning from whole milk, which is actually just 3.25 milk fat, to lower fat milk, 0 to 1% milk fat, starting at age 2. They looked at that. They say we analyzed data collected prospectively from 796 children in a Boston area pre-birth cohort, and they measured weight and cardiometabolic markers in early adolescence. So this is a study that spanned many years, decades. And what they found was au contraire. Consumption of higher fat cow's milk in early childhood was not associated with increased adiposity, fancy word for excess weight, nor was it associated with adverse cardiometabolic health over a decade later. They say, our findings do not support current recommendations to consume lower fat milk to reduce the risk of later obesity and adverse cardiometabolic outcomes. And in the study, they cite other previous studies that suggest that there is no correlation between consumption of high-fat milk or high-fat dairy in general on cardiometabolic risk. A systemic review of 10 pediatric studies found no increased cardiometabolic risk associated with increased milk fat content. And what they say here is, you know, we tend to think we stigmatize saturated fat as bad, but there are different types of saturated fat, and it also depends on the matrix in which the saturated fat is delivered, which is a complex matrix in milk. Many different nutrients interact with one another. So they say that this complex fatty matrix may be less metabolically detrimental than previously believed. So you think saturated fat in many studies coming up short as the villain in cardiovascular disease. And also, when it comes to why is it that a higher, you know, higher fat milk is more caloric. Fat is caloric. Why isn't that making the kids fat? Well, the reason is because it delivers more satiety. It's more satisfying. And when you drink basically watered down milk, you're going to be hungrier. You're going to crave more carbs, and carbs are most definitely the culprit when it comes to childhood obesity. And the amount of carbs that kids are consuming these days is staggering. And milk doesn't, especially whole milk, doesn't represent a significant contribution to the overall carb burden that kids experience. So very interesting study. I mean, you know, will it influence these organizations to rescind their mistaken recommendations to have kids drink skim milk or low-fat milk? It's just absurd. It's absolutely a wrong turn. It never should have been recommended. 877-726-8255, our number. So, you know, we've talked about the benefits of coffee and black tea and green tea and wine. And the common denominator is that they're all rich in polyphenols, which are heart healthy and beneficial for the brain and for so many other aspects of overall health. Well, chocolate, too, is a functional food. So let me tell you about Flava Naturals Performance Chocolate, because I've been using a lot of it lately. And do I sound smarter? Because I think I do. I mean, let's face it. It helps brain health, according to studies. It is delicious. And I've been searching high and low for cocoa products that deliver meaningful amounts of healthful flavanols, along with great flavor and minimal sugar. And for years, I've been trying to find the right sponsor because I wanted to talk about its benefits. So I'm thrilled to have found Flava Naturals, for which extensive research demonstrates the remarkable benefits of daily cocoa flavanols on brain and heart function, which includes a recent Harvard study showing a 27% reduction in cardiovascular death. But you'd need to eat 5 or more ordinary dark chocolate bars every day to match the flavanols consumed in most of these studies. That's like 900 milligrams of pure flavanols. Well, you get that in one scoop of the delicious Flava Naturals Performance Dark Chocolate Cocoa Powder. They also have beverages and bars, which deliver 5 to 9 times the flavanols of typical dark chocolate. And their secret is sourcing premium high flavanol cocoa beans and processing them naturally. The result is decadent dark chocolate with the flavanol levels needed to fuel brain and cardio performance. I use it every day. I definitely wouldn't do a show without having my cocoa flavanols. So get 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout at flavanaturals.com. That's flavanaturals.com. Just go to flavanaturals.com and enjoy 20% off with coupon code Hoffman at checkout. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. And this is a very interesting study. You know, there's some people really on the cutting edge of anti-aging. And I don't mean just, you know, diet and exercise, but they're using all kinds of innovative means to extend lifespan. The study here in question is using umbilical cord plasma concentrate. And so the good news here is this doesn't involve, you know, aborted fetuses. It's ethical. There's plenty of umbilical cords going around, and they can collect them and extract the plasma. And this is the ultimate extension of these so-called vampire transfusions. They take blood from healthy young individuals and they give blood transfusions to older individuals. And this has a rejuvenating effect. Well, you know, turn back the clock, you know, not to a healthy 20-year-old athlete, but to actually a newborn baby. And that may be the healthiest, most rejuvenating plasma of all. And it comes from umbilical cords. So what they have discovered is that more than 20 clinical biomarkers were significantly and beneficially altered following the treatments. And it wasn't high volume. It was just 1 mL intramuscular, like a tiny shot, probably the amount that you get in a COVID shot, given intramuscularly into elderly human subjects over a 10-week period. And it also affected something called the Horvath clock. That's an aging clock. And it measures methylation. And it's actually a way to tell your biological age. Say you, like me, are 70 years old. I'm about to turn 70 next month. My hope is that my biological age is more like 55 or 52 when measured with the Horvath clock. And I've done it. And I think most recently it was something in the 50s, which is suggested biologically I'm younger than I am chronologically. Well, what they found in this study is they actually reversed the aging clock in these individuals with these little tiny injections of umbilical cord plasma concentrate. Now, one of the co-authors is Steve Horvath. And Steve Horvath is actually the inventor of the what's called the epigenetic clock, or the biological clock that measures biological age. He's an innovative professor at UCLA. And he's also one of the keystones of an anti-aging startup called Altos Lab, which was inaugurated in January of this year, January 2022. And they received, wait for it, $3 billion in startup funding from rich investors, private equity folks, including Jeff Bezos. Now, if you've seen Jeff Bezos lately, he looks really shredded. And you gotta believe that this guy is in a quest, because he's the world's richest man and he can afford this, to discover, to unlock the keys to aging and apply it to himself, whatever the cost. And this may be an elite treatment that's only available to ultra rich folks, but he's investing in research that is going to attack the problem of aging, not just disease, but the aging process itself, via a startup called Altos Lab. The board of directors includes Nobel Prize winners like Jennifer Doudna, who is one of the discoverers of genetic editing, the so-called CRISPR technique that enables researchers and clinicians to literally edit your DNA. So they are really on a fast track towards unlocking the keys to aging. And, you know, no, the goal is not to make people immortal, but to increase their health span and increase their longevity to the extent possible. Because aging is inevitable, and they're never going to cure us of aging, but they can make us live longer and healthier with some of these innovative techniques. 877-726-8255, our number for Intelligent Medicine. As an Intelligent Medicine listener, you know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. But vetting your sources and tracking down the exact products you need can be a hassle. That's why I'm inviting you to browse my online supplement dispensary at drhoffmanstore.com. We stock only the highest quality supplements, some of which are very hard to find elsewhere. The very same supplements I prescribe to my patients and take myself. My specially curated professional-grade supplements are fulfilled via the FullScript network. FullScript is the safest and most convenient way to purchase my medical-grade supplements. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. That's drhoffmanstore.com. drhoffmanstore.com. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out for their cardio health support: Cardio Triplex, Clinical Cardio 6, Natokinase, and Ubiquinol. Each of these products takes its own unique approach to cellular energy production, maintaining normal blood fluidity, healthy immune response to normal biological stress, and maintaining blood pressure already within the healthy range. They're available from healthcare practitioners, and they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance for more information and to order. Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Even in the waning hours of this program, you can write that number down, 877-726-8255, and you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I am waiting for a CAT scan of the pancreas. An earlier ultrasound found a dark spot on the edge of the pancreas, and I was wondering what I could do while I'm still waiting for the CAT scan, which probably will end up having to get an MRI, which means even longer waiting. I'm not really overweight. I'm just wondering if you could help me out and to see what I could do.
Okay, well, this answer may sound flippant, but there's absolutely nothing you can or should do. And while it's worrisome that you have something going on your pancreas, this is likely to be what's called an incidentaloma, which is a word that radiologists invented for, you know, you're looking for something, maybe you have some abdominal pain or they think your gallbladder's inflamed. And by the way, you know, we took a look at your pancreas and there's a little spot there. And if it's, as you suggest, a dark spot, that's actually a good thing. Now, dark is generally, you know, out, foul spot, you know, that whole thing from Macbeth. But dark spots in radiology actually are good because it means that it's fluid filled. It is likely to be a pancreatic cyst, which are fairly common. What would be worrisome if it was an irregular shaped thing that lights up bright white. And that would be more consistent with the appearance of a pancreatic tumor, the dread thing that can change your life in an instant. So, statistically, most pancreatic cysts are benign and they require no treatment. A certain percentage, a very low percentage, may be precancerous, but it's only about 1 to 2%. So what they may do is they're going to do better imaging, and the CT scan and or an MRI will give us better definition on what that is. And if they're really concerned about it, they may ask that you get a needle biopsy, which involves under little local anesthesia, you got a needle stuck under radiological guidance because they don't want to just go poking in there blindly. They want to go directly to the thing, and they can aspirate a little fluid. And they can analyze that fluid for canister cells and determine if indeed it is dangerous or is most likely case, it's benign. So whatever you do in the next few days, you know, whether you, you know, like, you know, get a rabbit's foot or, you know, go on a juice fast, or take, a lot of vitamin D or, you know, whatever you might do to enhance your immunity and your resilience against cancer, it's not going to make a difference in the short term. So let us know the outcome of it to reassure us that what I've just said has actually come to pass. 877-726-8255, our number. And interesting study suggesting that there may be a way to lower the risk of croup in babies. That's an awful sound, you know, that kind of hacking sound that little kiddos make. Fish oil and vitamin D during pregnancy may lower the risk of croup in babies, according to a study. Prenatal supplements of fish oil and or vitamin D may reduce the risk of croup by about 40%. Croup is a viral chest infection that affects young children. There's a characteristic barking cough and sometimes associated with difficulty breathing. It's common, usually mild, self-limited, but some kids end up hospitalized. There's currently no vaccine against the pathogen that causes this disease, and therefore other preventive strategies are needed. And so this trial looked at 736 pregnant women and found that vitamin D and fish oil, one group got 2,800 IUs of vitamin D per day. That's a high-dose vitamin D. And also fish oil plus 2.4 grams of fish oil. So that's a moderately high dose of fish oil. And I think that's the key to the success of the study. They didn't use wimpy doses. Children whose mothers took high dose vitamin D, had an 11% risk of croup compared to, they didn't, they weren't completely protected, compared to an 80% risk in those mothers who took the standard dose vitamin D. So that's a 40% decrease. Pretty good stuff validating the benefits. We'll close this program on a somber note, which is a new study has revealed that nearly one in four young adults have been treated for mental health problems last year. Treatment rates increased only for adults 18 to 44. So in this group of young U.S. adults, mental health is declining. They found that in 2021, it was 18% of men versus, get this, 29% of women. That means that they received mental health treatment, whether it's medication or counseling. They required treatment. And I think this is one of the consequences of the pandemic, a lockdown, and the stress that it's caused. All right. Thanks very much for joining us. You can find out more at drhoffman.com. Follow us on social media. We're on Facebook and Twitter. Subscribe to our newsletter. And subscribe to our podcast. There's lots more information available to you at drhoffman.com. Have a great weekend.